I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for Gales Rewind and a recap of the last week in St. Mary's basketball. The Gales kicked off their first homestand of the year with double-digit wins over Nicholls State and Texas Southern to run their winning streak to 4. Let's start with Tuesday's 73-50 victory over the Colonels of Nicholls State, a game in which the Gales leaned on their defense and ball movement for an 18-6 run to start the ball game en route to a 16-point cushion midway through the first half.
Lucas gives it topside to Guzzi right off a high toss screen, hooks a pass out to Dukas, left wing, catch and shoot. 3 is nothing but the bottom of the net. And Alex Dukas off and running yet again. Fresh off, as I mentioned, a career high 25. Guarded by Buford in this man defense. Now he's doubled, splits the double team. Throws a pot across the paint to Toss. Goes up low left and jams it home. Damian Sears was right there. Toss went up and dunked it home anyway. 9 to shoot. Kuzi backs down. Kicks out to the corner. Bowen will tee up a 3 and knock it down. Nicholls now 3 of 14. Gales just 4 of 12. St. Mary's has not scored in over 2 minutes. Left corner 3, Quinn Clinton knocks it down off the catch. Clinton run off the line, drive, kick out, touch pass, topside. Mullins penetrates, kicks out to Kuzi with 4 to shoot. Another penetrate, another kick out, and a 3 for Jay Mullins. That is ball movement. Tommy eyes the floor, ball handling right wing. Left off a pair of screens. Now looks off a man, throws to left corner, wide open. Dukas for a 3. Left corner triple for Alex Dukas. The Gales are cooking from deep. That's their 5th triple here in the first half already, and a timeout taken by Nicholls.
Gales head coach Randy Bennett on his returner's ability to separate early.
I thought our top groups played well, and our returners were the guys that got it done and beat a team that just played Cal pretty close. So, and played Santa Clara a pretty good game, and we were able to separate against them.
With a halftime lead of 14, St. Mary's hit the gas again to start the second, this time with a 17-2 run to take a 29-point lead and all but put the Colonels away.
The perimeter comes to the right side for Kuzi, run off the line, drives, shoves it over to Fotuolo Wright, who goes up and banks it in. 10 assists now for Tommy Kuzi. That ties a career high. Toss pivots, hits Dukas, rolling to the basket. Nice lob by Matthias Toss, feeding Dukas right to the rim for the lay-in. Let's go ahead and make that our Walnut Creek Convention and Visitors Bureau play of the game. Here's Toss, just outside the left box, surveying the floor. It's a back cutter, it's Kuzi, touch pass, extra pass. Here's Dukas, top of the key right, and a 3! Right to left, Gales lead by 23. Kuzi top of the key with a man on his hip making his way inside. Rises up, banks it home, low right. Right-handed driving lay-in. Kuzi with the left hand into the paint, turns around. Over to the left shoulder, right-hand hook is up and good for Tommy Kuzi. Randy Bennett takes a timeout, and the Gales are coasting here tonight.
Coach Bennett on his team's offensive performance.
It's something we needed. Like, we were able to separate and get some guys in. We played better. I think we're getting better. We played better offensively first half especially. And we're good. Actually, first 10 minutes, second half, we were really good.
The Gales also performed well on the defensive end, holding Nicholls to just 50 points on 35% shooting, both season bests. St. Mary's held a 20-plus point margin until the final horn.
Spencer Nolik pass, far side. Williams takes a 3 at the buzzer. That will count, and it'll do nothing but change the final scores. Williams can't the 3, but the ball game is over here in Moraga. St. Mary's with an impressive win over Nicholls State, a team picked to contend in the Southland.
Randy Bennett on his club's self-created intensity.
All right, we need more of those games and playing at home and getting used to that. But it was good energy. We miss our fans, but our guys really brought good energy and played hard.
So now on to Thursday, when the Gales ran their winning streak to 4 in a row with an 82-70 win over the SWAC favorite Texas Southern Tigers. But the Gales in this one fell into an early hole as Texas Southern hit their first 6 shots in sprinting out to a 15-2 lead.
Texas Southern, on the other hand, wants to play fast as Michael Weathers tees up and hits an open 3. Tigers are on the board first. It's 3-0 Texas Southern. 6-9, and Nicholas and Walker, both long, both athletic. Here's another drive by Weathers, who goes up and scores at the rim low left. He's got the first 5, and Dukas turns it over. Trying to get it back up to Kuzi. Weathers into the passing lane, and a run out for a 2-hand jam. 11 straight for Texas Southern to start the ball game. This is Justin Hopkins. Ball handling with the left hand. He'll take it middle, trying to turn the corner. Rises up, floats it home in the paint. Tigers are 5 of 5. Here's a lob downstairs. Bowen breaks it up. Loose ball is gathered with 3 to shoot by Walker. Goes up in traffic and scores it off the window. A fortunate bounce for Texas Southern.
But St. Mary's would overcome its slow start and come right back with a 16-2 run of its own to take its first lead of the night with the bench leading the way.
Top of the key. Bachler left open, left wing, fires away. Three ball, Lemit Bachler. Hides behind a toss screen, hits top side. Clinton fires away. That three is good. Straight away for Quinn Clinton. Left off a toss screen, turning the corner with the left hand. Right down Broadway to the rim for the left-handed land. And a timeout is taken by Johnny Jones. And now the Gales explode off the bench. Out top, Kuzi off a screen, drives to the right hand, kicks out to the left corner. Fotu, three is good. Tap the bucket. Dan Fotu is fouled. He'll go to the line. Chance for a four-point play. And we're tied at 15.
Gales senior point guard Tommy Kuzi on his team's ability to bounce back after a rough start.
I think early on we had a little adversity. Texas Southern got off to a good start, and they have some good players, so they were able to make a couple buckets early, but it was good to see our team kind of respond to that. I think winning, coming back against Northern Iowa and just playing well the last couple games gave us the confidence to just weather the storm a little bit and get back in that game.
With St. Mary's trailing by three with less than 3 minutes remaining until halftime, freshman Lemit Bachler introduced himself to Gale fans with a flurry to end the half and give his team the lead heading into the break.
Corner. Clinton extra pass, Bachler catch and shoot three left side, nothing but net. Lemit Bachler's second triple of the first half. Kuzi behind the back pass to Lemit. Bachler takes another three, he got another one. Lemit Bachler on fire from deep here in the first half off the bench. He's 3 of 3 from three, and he puts the Gales up by three, and here's a steal. Bachler in the right corner this time. Left open. Yes, sir! Lemit Bachler, the freshman, 4 of 4 from outside the arc. Surveys the floor up top to Bachler. Left open again. Lets another three fly. Lemit Bachler, 5 of 5 from deep here in the first half. The freshman out of Estonia. He's got 12 straight St. Mary's points.
Kuzi on the freshman, whose four threes came in less than 90 seconds.
It's something we've seen him do in practice a lot. He's one of the best shooters I've seen in my time. And so, yeah, whenever we get that confidence going, he's going to be able to do that a lot for us, I think.
The Tigers, though, would hang tough, trailing by just four with less than 9 minutes remaining in the second half. But once again, it was the Gales' production off the bench that was the difference, as they spearheaded a 12-2 run to put the game away.
In the first half, down low to toss, little two-man game. Inside to Clinton, extra pass to the corner for Bowen, and he cans a triple. Big play there. Try and clear out the side and post up Toss. Toss has it now on Walker. Left baseline, 8 to shoot. Out to Bachler. Takes a three. Got another one. Lemit Bachler. 6 of 6 from three tonight. Kuzi comes away with the steal. Corner for Clinton. Another three. Another splash. And Johnny Jones needs a timeout. Left baseline. Turns and faces on Nicholas. Jab step, jab step. Now backs down, terminates the dribble, kicks out. Clinton another three, got it again!
And St. Mary's would hold a double-digit lead through the final horn for its fourth consecutive victory.
All Jay Mullins will have to do is break the timeline along the right side, and that will be that. Final score, St. Mary's 82, Texas Southern 70.
Kuzi, after the ball game, says there is still room for growth.
Yeah, I think it's fun to just see this young team grow game in and game out, and I think we're just going to try to keep building on our successes and get better at some of the things we need to get better at, and it'll be fun to see how good this team can get.
So the Gales, now 4-1 on the young season, will focus their attention on their only scheduled game during the coming week as they host the UTEP Miners of Conference USA on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at University Credit Union Pavilion. Our pregame show begins 15 minutes before tip-off on the St. Mary's Basketball Network on TuneIn Radio. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.